Good morning. Welcome here.
Good morning.
Let's take our purple book. When we had choir practice, there was some discussion about what the colors are, because this the new book, Voices Together, also has a color. And I've been confused ever since, because one says it's eggplant, and somebody else calls it the... Anyway, let's just move on. Praise the one who breaks the darkness. This is the song that proclaims Jesus. Oh, okay. Gathering song, sorry. We're doing the hymnal, the blue book. My apologies. We're doing the blue book, number 13. Blessed Jesus, at your word. And this apparently was a favorite of the Russian Mennonite people. It calls on God's presence and boldly proclaims, why are we gathering? Because we want to learn. We want to be instructed by the light of God. So let's pray this prayer in song, number 13. If you're able, please stand.
Amen.
Let's take the same story book to number one. Praise the one who breaks the darkness. And we are talking about Jesus here, who is our light of truth. The melody is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. It's an American melody and folk tune. And in a way, we're the preachers here. We're preaching to each other, to ourselves, actually. And as we learn how to witness this, we are talking to our neighbors and the world. So let's stand up and see what we are proclaiming in this song. Praise the one who breaks the dark.
Strong, righteous man of Galilee. we will pray for today's offering. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you that we can always trust in you. You are an abundant God, and out of your great mercy, you have given us so much. We give you this offering today. With it, we worship you and give our whole selves to you. Please now take and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Extend and multiply its reach and influence, we pray. May it be a great blessing to many. We ask all this in the powerful name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, the choir is listed in the bulletin. I often don't even put it in there, so I don't know. I'm wondering if some of you want to join them today. But we are the choir, so that's what it is. But we will sing one of the songs, I think, 62 in the Green Book. We'll sing it as a congregation. And connecting with what Carla said, and with the offering, Christ's is the world in which we live. We sometimes think there's parts of it that are ours, but I think confessionally we say it's all God's. So that's kind of what this is about, but we're also thinking of the many who are in need in this song. So you can stay seated and look at the guitar out. And where's the stand? Oh, there it is. Okay, gotcha. I think we've sung it before. Does it look familiar? What number? Oh yeah, thank you. 62. Oh, team effort, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Pray together. Our Father in heaven, we bow before you, not only this day, but especially this day, the day set aside by you, blessed specially. We ask for your blessing on us, not in terms of prosperity that our world understands, but according to your blessedness, according to that which you know to be good for us and life-giving for us. Help us also to have the wisdom to be able to recognize this and to reject, to refuse what the world offers as false and lacking. Recognize that it will only leave us hungrier and longing for more. May we always continue to turn back to you in our hunger, our need, knowing that you never reject us. You never say, enough, enough. You keep calling us, not only us, but those around us. Forgive us for being self-centered or concerned only about the needs of our immediate friends and family. Help us to have eyes that look further afield as well. And thank you for the reminders that our brothers and sisters here have given to us. Help us not to feel so overwhelmed by the needs of the world that we stop praying or stop thinking or stop acting, but that we would turn to you and ask for your guidance by your Spirit to direct us so that we can be participants in the kingdom that you say is already here and acting. We pray for events that are going on all around us, especially in America, in the elections coming up. And we ask that you would support especially our brothers and sisters in Mennonite Church, but also in other churches who say they are followers of you. We pray for our other leaders. We pray for the Prime Minister as well as the more local leaders of this city and this province. We pray for the leaders of this church as well as other churches. We remember Alpine Church of God and Eigenheim Mennonite Church and their leaders. And we recognize that in some places the leadership does not allow the freedoms that we are experiencing. And we pray for those who are in China. We pray for the Christians and the church there. We ask that you continue to strengthen, comfort, support, and continue to make it grow as we here can do so little but watch. Thank you for hearing our prayers for Burkina Faso and the support that you have given them in the past, and we ask that that will continue. And we pray for Ukraine and Russia, that war would cease, not only there, but especially there, right now. We pray and we keep praying. We keep bringing it to you, because our trust is in you, not in governments, not in military might, but in you. We know that you love all that you have created. We pray for a world where justice and righteousness reign. We pray for our families and all that they have experienced, and for those who live seemingly without families. As we have sung, we pray that you would help us to feel for them, to be willing to open our calloused or closed hearts, open to feeling, to weep with those who weep, not only looking for happy times and rejoice with those who rejoice, but that we would be fellow feeling along with all who are in prison, who feel hopeless, who suffer mental illness, and so many other things. We bring our hurting world to you. And we pray just the way you taught your disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Our next song, I don't know if we're ready for that. Are we, Aaron? Or? No, okay, that's fine. I'll just mention it then. It's in this book, and oh, Carlos Energetic. Okay. Here's another step. That's okay. But we'll do it this way. When I'm in school, you know, often there's something that happens, you just gotta work around it. And sometimes you skip something because it's not gonna work. My kids are there sitting, and that's a good spot to have them at the moment, so you don't want to get them riled up. And you move on to something else that's interesting. But in this case, we have an alternative which works, which is to hand out these books. 734. This song is a prayer. And we're thinking of so many things that we are praying for, so many people. And I'm just gonna, it's new. So, but there's a repetition in there. For example, in the second line, what's the note there? D. D, just repeat after me if you want, or just listen to it. Hear our prayer, O God. You can try it, ready, and hear our prayer. After each other, and then we do the refrain, which starts at the bottom of the first page, and then we do verse 3 and 4, and then we do the refrain, and then we do 5 and 6, and then we do the refrain. So listen or sing along, whatever works for you. Thank you.
retired school teacher. I'm a retired school teacher, so... She phoned this morning and said her car was under 50 feet of ice, and I've spent 40 minutes already working on it, and then finally said, I can't do anymore. And I said, that's okay. So I said, I'm reading scripture for her. Scriptures, three passages. I'll start with Isaiah, then I'll move to 2 Corinthians, and then the last one will be 1 Peter. Isaiah chapter 61, verses 1 through 3. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide for those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of praise instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. Second Corinthians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of reconciliation to us. So we are ambassadors for Christ. Since God is making his appeal through us, we entreat you on behalf of Christ, be reconciled to God. 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. This is the reading of the Word of God. I guess this is the point at which I should now say, I'm handing it over. We can see you, I mean, on the screen. I keep turning around. I'm not sure from here where I'm supposed to be looking. But I look at the people, and we are all expecting great things from you. And we offer you the pulpit and the message that God has laid on your heart for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Lois. Oh my goodness. Good morning. And I'm so sorry that I'm not able to be with you in person. And on a potluck Sunday, of all Sundays, how bad is that? But I am very grateful to still be with you this morning for the food Sunday service, using this Zoom platform. And I thank you for your flexibility and your willingness to work with me in my fear of that highway yesterday. Thank you, Maris, for the technological help to get us to this point. Thank you, Ken and Meredith, for the song and the context of the song. There's so much we can do and be in our singing together. Thank you, Bobo, for the prayer, for the scripture reading. And thank you for that beautiful story shared about writing and perusing letters. What a beautiful reminder to us of the small things we can do quietly to alter good in the world. You, the Zion community, are such faithful friends and supporters of MCC's ministry around the world. We are most grateful for your gift of time, your support of refugee families, your volunteering in our thrift shops, your creating blankets and kits, and your generous financial gifts. I know Carla Cohn had a great visit with her blanket-making group in the spring. She enjoyed hearing stories of blanket-making over the years. All these good things, financial gifts, comforters, thrift shops, allow us to be present, allow all of us to ripple our gifts into 45 countries alongside 381 churches. Community organizations, supporting activities that provide emergency assistance, like right now in Ukraine, that reduce poverty, and that promote healthy communities, sustainable living, and alternatives to violence. As I begin, I'd like to share a language acknowledgement. We gratefully acknowledge that we, Units of Kern, the Treaty 4, and Winter and Saskatoon, the Treaty 6 territory. We acknowledge these beautiful places, places where we see Creator's goodness, and where we hear Jesus call the ministry of reconciliation. We acknowledge the Treaty as the basis of our shared life here, and as Treaty people, we commit ourselves to the work of loving our neighbors, and seeking the good of all our relations, in the name of Christ. I'm going to share my screen here so that I can share with you. Oh.
And its roots are about economics,
about everyday living, not about atonement or salvation. Paul is creating this reconciliation metaphor of God as a kind of central storehouse in an alternative economy, providing unlimited abundance. Christians, in turn, are to practice sharing that abundance. The ministry of reconciliation is not only spiritual, it speaks to physical, social, and economic right relations. Just like the vision of Isaiah 61, good tidings to the afflicted, binding up the brokenhearted. It is this ministry, this new creation, to which we're invited to be ambassadors of a reconciliation which remakes relationships, in which needs are met, gifts are given, and care is taken. Now let me tell you about this one. This is Dr. Suzanne Samar. She teaches at the University of British Columbia. Suzanne is a forest ecologist whose research has shown how trees communicate and nurture each other. Communicate with and nurture each other. Supported by a fungal network below ground, she sees that a forest, rather than being a gathering of individual trees in competition with each other, is actually more like a single organism, wherein support, things like nutrients, are shared in a system of benefits rather than competed for in a system of dominance. Her research, her findings, include all kinds of ideas around collaboration that happens in the forest. And we can't see this because it's all happening underground. She talks about things like regenerative networks underground. She has found that elder trees provide benefits to baby trees, to saplings. That there are trees that she calls mother trees, which act as caregivers for the network. And the vast underground system of fungal mycelium moves water and nutrients and messages. So between the roots of different kinds of trees, there's a whole network of fungus that has been built. And it's actually, the research has shown, is carrying water from one tree to the next. It's sharing nutrients from one tree to the next. And it's warning trees when diseases and other stresses. Suzanne is keen to point out that what is being validated now through scientific research is not a new understanding. Indigenous communities have long held teaching about the networks in the soil that nurture the forest, and that humans are part of similar kinds of ecosystems connected together. That the world, in fact, is an entwined place. I invite you to check out Susan Smith's book. It's really fascinating and it's deeply hopeful. Our society has seen us in dominance and competition, in scarcity, there's not enough for everyone, and in isolation, we're all losing. But God calls us to collaboration, to abundance, and to community. Suzanne Samar reminds us that these teachings are in the very trees and soil around us. God wants us to be reconciled, to be connected, to be fed by a web of relationships that carry gifts for our lives. And this gives us hope. The scripture from 1 Peter 3 asks us to account for the hope. Where does that hope come from? I'm going to share a number of stories. I invite you to listen for the web of connection and the peace and hope that they create in these stories. This is Bennett Gilbert's Michael Corps. The Nation MCC is working with local communities and partners to plant millions of trees in the areas that matter most. This work began in the 1980s and continues today. Not only do families benefit from nutritious food and the income from fruit and labor lumber sales, whole communities thrive as a result of healthier ecosystems. Birds are coming back. Trees provide a renewable energy source for cooking and ash for school foods. The trees reduce erosion and allow more water to penetrate the soil, reducing vulnerability to natural disasters like hurricanes and droughts. In reforested areas, streams are flowing. These growing techniques are being shared, farmer to farmer, from community to community. Because NCC has these long-standing relationships with local churches and community partners in Haiti, when hurricanes and earthquakes strike, which they do immediately, MCC can respond quickly. One small example is after the earthquake that in Haiti last year, MCC, together with the local Mennonite church and our community partner Avalanche, with the donated flight support from Mission Aviation Fellowship, was the first to reach the community of St. John the Food in the Southwest. 50 families each received a relief kit and 12 pairs of meat, which represented the maximum that aircraft could hold. Our colleague, Paul Shepard-Pack, was there for the distribution, and he said, all of the people that we talked to mentioned someone else that they knew who was wasting hard time, family member, having someone they knew from their workplace, that they would be sharing some of their candy. I think about this story, and it's such a small shift that was built, that went into this community. But it already had this ripple effect. And they said to Paul, you know, when God gives you a gift, then you give gifts to others. Their generosity and compassion had also sustained them and given them hope before any help arrived. Everywhere he looked, Paul said, people are doing what they can to build, patch houses that can be patched, neighbors that let the neighbors stay in their homes. A beautiful web of connection. In the Democratic Republic of the Congo, these children and hundreds of other displaced children go to school now instead of hiding from or fleeing fighting, like they did just a few years ago in the Kasai region of the DRC. These smiles can be credited to Mennonite, Evangelical Mennonite, and Mennonite Brethren churches in the cities of Chautauqua and Pictet in the Kibbutz area. In partnership with NCC and with support from Anabaptist organizations around the world, the church has reached out to the displaced people who flooded their neighborhoods and settled in their churchyards, beginning 5 years. These years of relief distribution and education and livelihood projects have created stronger and healthier networks between our various community denominations and agencies. We're always better together. Together we can be part of planting hope even after much trials. This is a photo of church leaders from the Mennonite Brethren and Mennonite Church in Colombia, together with Cesar Garcia from the Mennonite World Conference and Bob Clausen from the NCC. These are our brothers and sisters in Christ who've been through years of violence, and always in the midst of that, and continuing now, they are planting and nurturing networks of relationships to create peace. The Anabaptist churches in Colombia are on the forefront of peace-building efforts in this country that has been very important by our lives. I'd like to share the story of Oxfam. As a teenager raised in the tension and fear of Colombia's years of armed conflict, Oscar Herrera loved to hear people spoke that story of how people in the small coastal community of the Yukon used to leave their doors open late into the night, and how if someone was planting yucca or rice, others would come to help. She and other youth longed to see the community rebuild that trust and togetherness. And they began to meet to see how they could help make that. But even the meetings were difficult. For years, residents of Riverside lived with the terror that expressing opinions or sharing views would spark a threat against their lives by an armed group. And that feeling lasted long beyond the most direct dangers to the community. When Osbury was 16, she and others started forming a youth group. 10 years had passed since Riverside had regained independence from the armed group that had occupied it. Did a deep fear remain? You were scared of sharing with people who didn't know, she says. As if this didn't make anything hard enough, Osmary and others had no experience in union or even being part of their activities. And that's where NCC came in. Around the world, NCC partners with local organizations, communities, and churches in projects that empower and equip people to work for change for themselves and their neighbors. So when NCC worker Manny Carr was invited to Osbury's group, her role was not to take the lead or to set objectives, but to ask questions and provide resources that would help Osbury and others move the group forward themselves. I didn't do things for them, said Manny, but I helped them know the rush. Manny is from Minnesota and was living and serving in Riverside through NCC's Senior C program. Osbury and others formed the organization, Youth Organization for Promoting Peace, and they had a big aim. They knew they wanted to help re-weave the social fabric of trust that had been torn by the conflict. But how? Support from Landing and Sowing Peace, the Colombian NCC partner organization that Landing was with, was critical. They were the base of our own formation, Osmary reminded. Sowing Peace worked throughout the region in communities affected by the armed conflict and emphasizing discussion, reflection, grassroots projects, and advocacy. Landing helped youth look at their strengths and challenges and decide what tangible action the group to bring people together and improve Riverside. Today, a core group of 10 young people continues to meet about once a month, carrying out projects for community cleanups, partnering with local police and establishing community programs. The group has sent letters to universities and the government entity for technical and career training, asking them to bring educational opportunities to Riverside. Now we're creating our own post-secondary project we can carry out at Riverside. With this group, as with other youth organizations that NCC workers and employees have encouraged throughout the region, the lessons run deeper than activities or planning. The lessons are about treating others with deep respect, to seeing how people can maintain hope even in the face of deep challenge. NCC and its partners are striving to build a kind of leadership that mirrors and adapts values of respect and care for others, of service that's grounded in humility and dedicated to listening and learning. This is really the essence of Anabaptism, how we can serve with humility, says Ricardo Acuña, his activist and founder of Total Peace. Jesus said, follow me and serve others. Through years of war, Cynthia says, Colombia has seen tens of armed groups, narco traffickers, and others impose their own path on communities and put themselves over others. That's why we need this type of leadership that is humble and comes from the community itself. And as Osbury and others use what they've learned, they continue to work to build opportunities not just for themselves, but for all. Osbury says, I know that the problems I have are not only my problems, but most of the youth in this community have the same problems. The way I look at it, it's better if we can bring opportunity to the community so everyone is taking advantage of it, instead of looking for single opportunities for only ourselves outside of the community. These Colombian children are part of an education project held in the Brethren Church in the Jungle Village of Sebastopol. When we think about hope for the future, we obviously think about our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. It is for them that we seek. We all know the robust ministry of reconciliation that Paul speaks of in the letter to the Corinthians to guide us to more just and peaceful and hope-filled future for all of our children and the children's children. Like the seed that becomes an oak of righteousness in Isaiah, Scripture is full of instances where God chose to be small and humble to create a network of activities for a new hope. One elderly man named Abram became the father of the great nation. One jar of meal and one jug of oil kept a community together. Esther, an orphaned exile, became the queen of Persia and saved the Jewish people from genocide. Jesus entered the world as a helpless infant son of an underprivileged, unwed mother in an occupied territory and started life as a refugee. 5 loaves and 2 fish and a multitude. A mustard seed of faith becomes a shelter and a tree. May we continue to plant small and large beds of reciprocity and generosity that demonstrate that we can share and receive gifts that nurture life and nurture hope. Thank you so much for the many ways that we feed these webs of generosity and hope to your ministry.
May God be glorified in all things through Jesus Christ, To him belong the glory and the power forever and ever.
Permission to podcast copyrighted music in this service is obtained from one license, license number 400100P, and from CCLI license number 1151-7309. All rights are reserved.